Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Okay, Chuma. Okay, Chuma.
No, kakura pasta.
Hola, okay. So, make it make sense. Instant coffee versus filter coffee. Hey, this song is a show. It's a bourgeois show. This one. Filter coffee. Does the difference matter? So, apparently, there are two types of coffee drinkers in the world. Those who think that all coffee is just coffee, no matter how it was made, and those who refuse to drink just any coffee. I'm the one. I just don't drink any coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see me with a teaspoon, you know, whatever, putting it in boiled water, and never. I want that one, the one that's made by, what do you call these guys?
Baristas.
Mm-hmm. I only deal with baristas.
I'm different.
Yeah. And my favorite barista is in Cape Town.
I enjoy the teaspoon one.
Because he's a world champion.
Oh, my word.
He was named best barista in the world in 2022. So that's my favorite. So, I mean, I'm very fussy. I love coffee, but I don't drink more than 2 cups a day. But I'm very specific. I go to specific places to have my coffee. And that's basically it. That's why I call fella. Ever since I came to Kaya, no one knew what a cortado was.
Until you claim.
Everyone now knows that. Security. Coffee, you know what you say when you want cortado?
when we're asking about what's the coffee opposite. But you're not going to say the coffee like a
tree. Yeah.
So we call it the coffee like a tree now.
The cortado.
Yeah.
My goodness. So, Mr. Nyati, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to be here. I'll be honest, I also used to be more like Skumba, but as soon as I started actually earning an income,
yes,
I developed a bit of a twang.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, this coffee tastes a bit different. So it's always interesting to find out how people interact with this all-important beverage. I know there are people who feel the same about wine, for example. They don't care what wine it is as long as, you know, it does the job. But today we're speaking about coffee, and you're absolutely right. Some people can't even tell the difference between instant and filtered coffee, while for others, they're willing to fork out as much as 350 Rand for just one cup of coffee. Let's speak a bit more about this. Bring in Chad Goddard. He's the co-founder of Father Coffee, as well as And Sons, and is with us now via our telephone line. Chad, how's it? Welcome to Drive 959.
Hi there.
I'm sure you've heard all these conversations taking place in and around your own space. Help us understand, as a start, what the difference is between instant and filtered coffee.
Okay, so I think instant is obviously granulated or freeze-dried coffee that we're super familiar with from supermarkets. And then filter coffee is freshly ground beans, and you'd brew it using fresh water poured over it, either by machine or by hand, and then that'll extract the flavor. So that's the basic difference between the two drinks. Do you want me to explain why one is really expensive and one's not?
Yeah, that's obviously the next question, I think.
Yeah, it's sorry, I heard you talk about the 350 Rand cup of coffee. That would be my fault. That's from my cafe. But it's a good example of how coffee is, I think a lot of people think coffee is a flavor, but it's actually a vessel for flavor. And much in the way you guys mentioned wine actually earlier, wine is super helpful as an example, because people understand that wine doesn't all cost the same. You know, there's different prices depending on where it's from, what grape varietal it is, you know, how famous the winery is. In coffee, there's the same thing. So all coffee gets graded on a 100-point scale when it's grown or after it's harvested. And depending on how well it scores on some sensory aspects, so that's sort of how clean it tastes, how interesting it is, how vibrant it is, as well as its physical uniformity, it attains a score. And anything that scores above 80 points is typically sold as specialty coffee, and that's only about 5 or 6% of global production each year. And the way that coffee is sold isn't like the rest of the coffee sold. So the rest of the coffee is sold as a commodity. So it's essentially interchangeable. It's and the price is more or less dictated by the New York Commodities Exchange. And what that does is it doesn't incentivize high quality production. So we only ever buy our coffee in the specialty space. In fact, And Sons is an importer of green coffee that's only specialty. And ultimately, like, a lot of what's contributing to why instant is not as good as filter coffee is because the raw product, the coffee going into it, tends to be very cheap. So So a lot of the big global brands and the big supermarket brands are, you know, they're buying the coffee at the lowest possible price they can. And that helps offset the processes involved in making instant coffee. Whereas if you really like the flavor, buy fresh beans, grind them, or grind them yourself preferably, or get a good cafe to do it for you and then brew them when you like them.
All right, I followed most of what you said, but I won't lie, a lot of it sounded poetic. And you talk about coffee being a vessel for flavor and the uniformity of the coffee. I think, well, in layman's terms, does it come down to just how much of an investment the producer puts into making the cup of coffee that ultimately influences, you know, I suppose, how much people are willing to fork out for it?
Yes and no. I think, like all, you know, on the top end of coffee, it's a luxury product. And that's also going to come down to what people are willing to pay for how rare a coffee is. You know, so for instance, that coffee that's 350 rand a cup, it goes from being on a tree to ready to roast in 8 hours, which is absurd. It's normally that would take 25 to 30 days. And the infrastructure investment to make that happen is huge. I mean, I visited that farm in Colombia, and it's really, really interesting to see the lengths that they go to achieve that kind of flavor profile. In some cases, it's just down to the cost of production. So it's much cheaper to grow coffee in Brazil, where the land is flat and it's low lying and your harvest cycle is quicker. In other countries, you know, say in Rwanda or in Colombia or places where coffee is grown on steep hills and matures really slowly, that is much more expensive to do as a farmer. And I think the reason we support specialty coffee is because the price is attached to the cost and to what the farmer wants to sell the product for. It's not attached to what some traders on a floor in New York believe something to be worth. With no actual context for what it takes to make it.
So, Chad, this is Glenn here.
Hi, Glenn.
Where does the most expensive coffee come from, and where the hell can I buy a cup of coffee for 350 rand? Because I'd like to try it out when I get paid next month.
Well, look, the most expensive cup of coffee changes every single year. A lot of coffees are sold on auction for their kind of rarity or for their flavor characteristics. I think the current record is around $10,000 a kilo, which is, that will be for green coffee. So that's before it's roasted. I don't know what you'd pay per cup for that, to be honest. The most expensive coffee we've got, which is that 350 rand a cup one you were referring to, is available at either of our cafes in Joburg. You could also buy it online if you wanted to.
Okay.
We sell it in 48 gram jars. That's about 10,000 rand a kilo. But I'd say come and get our baristas to make it for you.
I've been at your place before in Rosebank. I've been there many a times.
Come to the Crumble one. They'll put in a whole show.
I'm the guy who greets you and never greet me back.
Yeah.
I think Glenn's trying to get a free coffee the next time he's there. I suppose it might be the 350 rand one. Chad, this has been fascinating. I have so many more questions, but hopefully we'll get another chance to ventilate all of that. For now, let me thank you very much for speaking to us. Chad Goddard is the co-founder of Father Coffee as well as And Sons.
Hey guys, the way KG is like giving me this strange look, and he says, listen, you're not going to say anything. This is the direction that we are taking. Thank you.
Make it make sense.
Nyati.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We're talking coffee today. Very excited. Does coffee quality matter to you? And how much are you willing to spend for the right cup of coffee? You know, I know that when I'm in Durban, right? And I want this particular coffee. And I, one day on my way back to Johannesburg, so I go on Waze. I search for this. And then I got my favorite coffee in Pietermaritzburg. Take the off-ramp. There's a garage there. I buy it there all the time. And even if I don't go there for 3 months, when I go back, they still remember me and what I buy.
What do you buy? Cortado store.
It's a Cortado, yeah. Or it's a Cortado. If they don't sell a Cortado, I'll buy a flat white. Or a double shot latte. Double shot latte is so beautiful. Hummus, it tastes so great. Sometimes you don't even need sugar. Double shot latte.
So it's flat, much flat white again.
Flat white coffee.
Flat is almost the same as a cortado. Mm. But they just come up with different names.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much are you spending?
Okay. Well, the amount of money that I spend, probably around 40 rand. 40 rand.
For per cup.
Yeah, per cup. Okay. Yeah. Which is not bad
well,
for a broke guy
great.
Like myself. The great one, yeah.
But we still paying a
dollar.
No, we're talking coffee today.
Yeah, it's cool today,
we're talking coffee, sir.
It's coffee time.
Eh?
It's coffee time.
Yes, the quality of the coffee does matter. Once you go filtered coffee, instant coffee, but the only process instant coffee that you would drink, of which might give you a tasty filtered coffee, but not far off. It's Darwin and Ahmed, I think. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but I think that's the closest to filtered coffee you can get in instant coffee.
Aye, coffee, man. Aye, coffee. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I stopped drinking coffee because I threw up mangnate coffee. So yeah, gel coffee. When I used to drink it every day in Angfigo office in the coffee. Yeah. Fana, man. Mm-hmm. I got fun.
Hell to the no. Coffee, my feet. Call me naive, but hey, coffee. I'm not about to spend 150 rands for coffee. Nah, man. Aibo, it's not like it's on sushi and stuff.
Abona coffee, I love it so much. So, but I had to stop drinking it because of if I drink one cup, I'll have to drink another 3 or 4 cups. What? So the doctor said, nah, it's over. You're doing over, you're gonna get sick, and then this guy needs a coffee at 350.
No, those people who say coffee, it's not, guys.
No, it's not.
You don't even need to be a coffee connoisseur. And I want an instant coffee, ne? Is that instant coffee? Ne? Sometimes it can be so bitter, ne? That you'll actually end up adding too much sugar. Or too much milk, you know? Mm. And our coffee, you might as well say, I don't drink, but I'm sure wine is wine.
No, it's not.
We've got a clip A wine.
I love wine. I drink wine all the time. But even as someone who drinks wine all the time, I know nothing about wine. I can't tell you the difference between like a Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris. I can't tell you. I don't even know what a Pinot is. And I honestly couldn't care less. I find wine connoisseurs a little bit irritating, if I'm being
Same
honest with
here.
You. And look, if you're a wine connoisseur, I love that for you. Okay, but just keep it to yourself. The other day,
Absolutely.
I was at an Italian restaurant and the server comes up to me to ask, sir, would you care for some wine? And I'm looking through the wine list. I'm like, you know what? I would love a glass of white, but I'm looking through the names and I don't recognize any of it because it's in like Italian. It's like Alivaderci. And I'm like, okay, which one would you recommend? And he's like, I would recommend any of them. They're all good. So I was like, okay, which one is your most popular? And he's like, they're all popular. And I'm like, okay, well, this is not helpful at all. And he's like, okay, well, what kind of wine do you normally drink? And I'm like, I normally drink Cabernet Sauvignon from California. And he's like, oh, but Cabernet Sauvignons are red. Why are you drinking white? And I'm like, well, I feel like drinking white. Is there a problem?
Exactly. Like,
yeah, that's how I feel exactly about coffee.
You know the funny thing, ne? About people who drink wine, and people obviously drink wine and get upset, is that if I'm sitting with you, ne, and I order a cup of coffee, you order a cup of wine, maybe Skomba orders a brandy, ne, why is it that when you bring wine to a person who drinks wine, you bring a bottle, you show them the bottle, you pour a bit of it, and they taste it? Is it like the... Yeah. If they don't like that, this person chose this particular wine. So if they taste it and they don't like it, what are they going to say? No, take it back. I don't want it.
Some people do. Some people do that. They will take the wine back. They're like, no, it does not taste how they were expecting.
It's not at room taste.
Doesn't have wood.
Enough. Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't...
But with the coffee, when I drink, I enjoy coffee teaspoon. So my favorite coffee is Jacobs.
Yeah.
Oh, you say teaspoon instead.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I'll do Jacobs in a teaspoon.
Mm.
And when it comes to coffee, the machine, the filter, it depends what you're taking. but I will not gonna get it normal good. No.
Kunenye complicated, but it's Duva Egberts.
Yeah, Duva Egberts is, it's also made by Jacobs.
Oh, is
it's
it?
It's from the same family with Jacobs. Oh, so somebody was actually once saying that, hey guys, Duva Egberts. But you know what, guys? But why they are fooling you? All these things are the same. They are both the same.
That's
instant
so
comfy. They just change the shape of the granule, and they're like, Eggie Duva Egberts, Eggie Jacobs. Go have fun. They are from the exactly same company.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
No, coffee is not coffee. I want to eat coffee, coffee. Dove Egberts. Ah, we are not coffee lemonade. Skumba, Len, Komuts, Dove Egberts. Ah, emonate, Shem. Skumba, we lay Palali Jacobs. Emonate. Oh, wow. Coffee, coffee. Little Rosagadi, Ricoffee. Little Frisco. Oh,
Nina, like Nani, I used like Kulevele, Ricoffee, Frisco. And then, like, had this guy, this friend of mine, Kiva. Piwe Kiva opened up Wolf and Co. Cafe. It's a can. He introduced me to like some dope coffee. To such a point with manje, like I've got a full-on coffee machine and he me barista like. My people say bonko muntu faka ma cortado, ama espresso, afaka ma order la.
Yo ba yang depressa laba abathi coffee, coffee guys, coffee, coffee. Yo I remember ngiphuza ilatte yakwenye indawo abathi James and Daisy's lama coffee shop wasemakishini ePitori. I have not forgotten what that latte tastes like. Beso muntazo ti coffee, coffee. No.
It cannot be. Do you guys have a coffee machine? I have a coffee machine, but not too big. Just the size of a Mac.
I don't have a coffee machine.
I don't have a coffee machine.
Yeah, I do have.
Actually, yeah.
I do have.
I'm sure I saw it. I actually do have a coffee machine.
You do?
I actually have two.
But it's not the presser. So I get what I'm saying. The Nespresso, the Indrix, these coffee machines where you can buy, I don't want to call them pills, but these little gobblers thing that you can press.
Yeah.
It's not a presser
the
like
bullet.
That. It's a filter kind of coffee machine.
Yeah, it's a cheap one.
Kiachal. Kiachal.
Cheap.
I cheap. Filter
no,
coffee
cheap.
Machine.
No, cheap. Cheap as in cheapy. Cheap.
Not.
I did not say cheap.
Get
it
cheap. Not cheap. In which world is it cheap?
Cheap.
What's cheap?
Cheap.
Cheapy.
Cheapy. Cheapy.
Cheapy.
Cheapy.
Cheapy.
Cheapy.
Cheapy.
Cheapy. Cheapy. Cheapy.
You sounded Chinese like Nan
Zoom. Chipaka,
chipaka, chipaka, chipaka. It's cocoa sandwich.
Oh, Maka, Maka, man.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.